The following is a KBCO radio theater presentation dealing with the subject of time. Good morning and welcome to the 21st century. The date is April 1st, 2027, the 28th anniversary of Intervention Day. This interplanetary holiday began April 1st, 1999, when alien spaceships intervened to end the global thermonuclear war. With intervention came tremendous advances in technology, as first space travel and then time travel became possible. And yet, as you'll hear, some things never change. Join us now as we celebrate Intervention Day, April 1st, 2027, on KBCO.
KBCO, Boulder, serving the Greater Sol System and elsewhere in the galaxy via translators, including Link BC 097P in the Procyon System.
Visitors to the Procyon System should be aware that Procyon 5 enters darking at 976. High gravitational tides make it inadvisable to attempt landing or takeoff in craft with a rating of less than grade 7. For more information, call KBCO at 442-9000.
There's no doubt about it. Business was a lot simpler in the 20th century.
James, boss, I need 4 copies printed, check, collated, check, bound, check, and mailed to our New York, LA, Philly, and Dallas offices, check, and I need them there tomorrow morning.
Right, boss.
For today's intergalactic corporation, yesterday's outmoded systems just won't work.
We need 3,700 copies of this report, and we need them printed,
check,
collated,
check,
bound,
check,
and sent now.
Where?
All our offices and systems off Centauri.
Right.
Capella.
Got it.
Antares.
Check.
Cassiopeia.
Right.
Vega.
Okay.
And in Andromeda.
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 Hold it!
Andromeda's time zone 5.
We're late already!
Don't tell me we're late. Get me Retro Express.
We move anything, anytime, anywhere, backwards. Retro Express, when it absolutely, positively has to be there, yesterday.
We'll be taking a look at news and weather in 8 Metrons, and throughout the day we'll be featuring the music of our beginnings 50 years ago in the 1980s. I'm Seth Speaks with Incarnec Bronson. You know, Incarnec, I remember hearing a lot of these songs on my parents' stereo when I was just 4 or 5 years old back in the late 80s. It's great to hear them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Seth, that was a little bit before my time, of course. But for Intervention Day today, we'll be returning to the 20th century via sound. We're not only playing the music of the century, but we'll also be exploring the KBCO news archives as well. Let's listen right now to newsman Ron Thompson as he reported the events that fateful day 28 years ago.
April 1st, 1999 has proven to be a day with no precedent in history. This morning, a global thermal nuclear exchange began as a result of satellite computer failure. As the missiles were frozen at the height of their trajectories, giant spacecraft appeared over many major cities, and this voice was heard on electronic media worldwide.
People of Earth, we have been more than patient, but there comes a time when patience serves no purpose. The short-sighted, narrow-minded policies of your leaders have now come one breath away from destroying all life on this planet. The galaxy is full of planets, but all too few of them are jewels like this. In one short century, you have done everything possible to make your land unfarmable, your water undrinkable, and your air unbreathable. Now, in one short minute, you have tried to undo 4 billion years of evolution and make your world unlivable. That cannot be allowed.
That's, of course, an excerpt from the famous Intergalactic Intervention speech. Today, as we celebrate Intervention Day with the usual picnics and family gatherings, we should pause to remember the real significance of this holiday.
I'm Seth Speaks here at KBCO. Happy Intervention Day to you. Pat Downey is being defrosted right now for his daily oldies segment, and he'll be here in about 6 metrons. Meanwhile, Incarnec Bronson is in the studio.
Yeah, what's that you're wearing today?
Oh, Seth. I tell you, Incarnec, I was rummaging through my parents' storage space, and I found some 20th century costumes. Now, these things are so much more clumsy than today's Nutra-Gravity fabrics. These things covering my legs here, these are called jeans.
You mean clothes used to be that tight?
Yeah.
I bet those things aren't even inflatable.
No, they're not.
Anyone can buy a condominium. You can buy a condominium on any of 3,700 different planets. But Lunar Park is the only place you can buy a condomaxium. A short commute to anywhere Earthside, and thanks to the latest interdimensional space-time technologies, you can have a condo on Luna with a balcony overlooking the rings of Saturn, a doorway into the forests of Silmaron, and a glide port in Atlantis. There's nothing like a condomaxium by Fluschenwinkel, with prices starting at $500,000.
As our most important planetary holiday, Intervention Day is being celebrated worldwide on a grand scale. Throughout the day, we will be featuring live reports on the festivities from around the world. The city that undoubtedly has the most to celebrate is Sahariana in the Sahara Corn Belt. A short 3 decades ago, in the 1990s, the entire Sahara was desert. The site of Sahariana, now a thriving agricultural center and home of the world's largest spaceport, was a horizon-to-horizon expanse of sand. We've got KBCO's Bob Brett live from Sahariana by satellite hookup. Bob?
Satellite communication with Sahariana has been temporarily interrupted. GTNT regrets the inconvenience.
Wow.
Okay, well...
I've never heard that happen before.
I know, we seem to have a momentary lost contact with Bob. We'll have the report from Sahariana a little later.
Our Intervention Day musical celebration continues with Santana from 58 years ago in 1969. Evil Ways on KBCO.
I'm Seth Speaks at KBCO, celebrating Intervention Day 2027. Coming up on the 5 noon lunch blocks today, it's The Who, The Rolling Stones, and Tom Petty, oldies but goodies at 5 Kronars on the KBCO lunch blocks.
You hear a lot these days about HC syndrome. Could you be a victim? Take this simple test. Do you sometimes worry? Do you shiver when you're cold? Are you tired at night? Do you ever eat just because you're hungry? If you answered yes to more than 2 of these questions, you're probably suffering from HC syndrome. But now there is hope. Existence doesn't have to be that way. Call the Human Condition Hotline in your sector.
It's late, and there's a mountain of information on your desk. Same speed pace just won't do, and renting a time shifter is much too costly. Until now. Introducing the Portable Time Shifter by Dondo. It's small enough to fit in your pocket, and it's so easy to use, with 2 basic limited span time phase settings. With a flick of a switch, it's 12 hours in the future, and your work's done. On position 2, you'll observe yourself working at 20 times same speed. It's great for household chores, working out, lunch with the boss, vacations, and visits with your in-laws. Limited time travel made easy and affordable with the Portable Time Shifter by Dondo. Available at Dondorama, Liggly Wawas, and Circle 10s throughout the parsec.
It's 3 Kronars, 72 Metrons, and Incarnec Bronson is here this morning.
That's right. Well, Seth, there appears to be quite a mystery brewing in the Sahara Corn Belt this morning. All contact with the capital city of Sahariana was lost about 30 Metrons ago. Even Tutu Intergalactic Spaceport is silent at this hour. Incoming Starliner's first reported loss of communications early this morning. All subsequent attempts at contact with the city have failed. Satellite observation shows the entire region to be shrouded with what would appear to be a giant sandstorm. The growing backlog of Intervention Day space traffic is being rerouted as quickly as possible. Tell you what, let's check with Fang, our weather computer now. Let's punch him up here.
Good morning, Seth and Karnak. Would you like to know what the weather planners have in store for us today?
Yes, Fang, that would be nice, please.
Would you like a little idle chit-chat first?
Well, no thank you, Fang. Just the weather today.
Okay. The weather pattern has been programmed for blue sky with a few white clouds to break up the sky. In the mountainous regions, cool temperatures for the ski areas to keep the snow fresh, but sunshine for spring skiing. And in the plains region, light morning mist, then bright sunshine for the agricultural belt. High temperatures, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, 16 degrees Celsius, 289 degrees absolute.
KBCO weather computer FANG, of course it stands for the Friendly Atmospheric News Generator.
Ray Rockhouse with you with a reminder for your long weekend. The third annual Glide-a-thon will be taking place this weekend along Beltway 470. Glide Boarders will be raising money for the American Hair Loss Research Center. Get entry forms at Glide Board Surplus. You can also get them at the High Glider.
Each and every month, over 25 million beings experience the ultimate in nightclub entertainment.
On the party planet.
Each and every month, over 25 million beings slowly come to realize that there is no club, no bar, no Patrick anywhere in the furthest reaches of space or time that can compare with Zardon's party planet. In locked orbit 9, mid-lunar coordinate alpha, a short trip from anywhere in zone 6, 7, or 8, Zardon's party planet with 12 multi-layered dance floors, posi sensor stimulation by Farlex, and complete species phenomo translation booths, so you're bound to meet new friends. It's Monday, and that means all Solarians get in free, and you know what a fun crowd Solarians are. All beers, zings, wines, and warpers are half price, and Wednesday, the first 100 beings will receive a complimentary thought mist when the best won't do. It's Zargon's party planet.
As part of our 50th anniversary celebration, KBCO has teamed up with Deep Past Outfitters to send two of our listeners to the musical event of a lifetime. Appearing live on stage, The Who. See The Who along with Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
You don't need
the incredible Jimi Hendrix. Also Santana, The Jefferson Airplane, and a host of other rock legends as KBCO and Deep Past Outfitters take two lucky listeners back in time to Woodstock and the birth of a musical generation.
That's a brown acid that is circulating.
With recent safety breakthroughs in time travel, you can enjoy a completely safe and comfortable trip back to 1969 and the rock and roll festival. Woodstock from KBCO and Deep Past Outfitters. For more information, call 442-9000.
KBCO turns back the clock 45 years to 1982.
This is KBCO, AM and FM Boulder. It's time for our KBCO at Work letter today from the Denver Metroplex. I work as a Federation Rescue Runner, Front Range Division. It's our job to travel back in time and rescue people who have become stranded through equipment failure or by disregarding the rules of safety. Being a time runner, I often find myself in some fairly unlikely places and times. Just last week, I rescued a history student who wanted to cross the Alps with Hannibal's elephants and just wasn't quite up to the experience. With every trip back in time, there is always an element of danger, even with a reputable time guide. As a Federation rescue runner, I get a deep satisfaction every time I bring someone back from the deep past. Manfred Mann said it all in a song released way back in the 80s. Thanks for playing our request, and tell your listeners who like to time travel, be careful back there. Thanks a lot. Bart Losis.
Through the night, through the dawn, behind you another runner is born. Don't look back, you've been there.
KBCO Earthside News, April 1st, 2027.
This is Hedley Thomas with an Earthside update. Since 3.5 Kronars this morning, the Sahara Corn Belt has been shrouded in a growing mystery. So far, the scientific community is baffled by the disappearance of Sahariana, North Africa's second largest city. The sandstorm engulfing the entire region shows no sign of abating. Moments ago, we received word from Interplan. They have lost contact with an exploratory team trying to reach Sahariana. The team had entered the storm, an especially equipped dune rover, but within moments, radio and radar contact faded. Though no explanation has been offered, Interplan released this excerpt of the last radio communication with the rover.
The vehicle's stable, no problems. The storm seems to be getting lighter, in fact... Wait, we're starting to get multiple radar contacts. Do you copy them?
Negative, Rover 1.
We read hundreds of images moving all around us. In fact, it looks like all just...
Rover 1, you're breaking up. Say again.
On horseback, an army of them. Their banners seem to be red.
We're losing you, Rover 1. Say again. Rover 1, say again.
And that was the last contact with the rover. Until this mystery is cleared up, Interplan has restricted all travel in the North African sector.
This is KBCO, AM and FM, Boulder, taking you back 50 years to our beginnings in the 1980s.
Well, we've got lots and lots of calls this morning from people gathered around the radio with their entire families, grandfathers, grandmothers, mothers and fathers and children, listening to this Roots of Rock and Roll, essentially, if you're just joining us. We'll be playing old music, 40, 50 years old, throughout the day as we celebrate Intervention Day here on KBCO.
Only once in a generation is there an invention so revolutionary it can change life as we know it forever. GT&T's teleportal service is such an invention. The teleportal can take you across the galaxy instantaneously. The result of years of research at GT&T's teleportation laboratory, the teleportal makes travel as easy as putting one foot in front of the other. Just step through the teleportal. You're on Spica 12, local name Kesta. You're standing at the top of Yabu Wibba, the Magic Mountain. As the diamond sun drops below the prismatic mountains, its light shatters across the entire sky in a brilliant rainbow of rays. You're inside a kaleidoscope with colors you've never imagined. This is only one of the beauties of Kesta, the planet whose very name means wonder. Kesta can enthrall you for as long as you have the time. And when you're ready to leave, just step through the teleportal. You're back where you started. Travel in the blink of an eye. The teleportal from GT&T. Many people think it will make conventional space travel obsolete. So do we.
I'm Ray Rockhouse, and you know, I think for me, Intervention Day is really special because it always brings back so many memories of those years right around the turn of the century when so many changes were happening. I was, about 6 years old on April 1st, 1999, and like most people who lived through that day, I remember exactly where I was when that announcement came across that alien spaceships were in position all over the world, over the major capitals, and had just stopped a nuclear exchange before any of the missiles exploded. Miss Prestelmeyer was my first grade art teacher, and I remember the look on her face as she told our class that apparently, from this day on, war was abolished forever from planet Earth. I remember the days of celebration that followed and my parents' amazement at time and space travel. I really feel lucky to have lived through that time. A very happy Intervention Day to you and yours from all of us here at KBCO. We've been getting lots and lots of calls this morning from people planning on spending their Intervention Day vacation in North Africa. Any new developments, Hadley?
Well, we've just spoken with the Interplan research team investigating the mysterious loss of contact with a large portion of the Sahara Corn Belt. According to their report, we may be dealing with a time anomaly.